ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम् थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 15 का एनम् अत्रोपजुहाव जिह्मम् दास्या सूतम् जाद बलिनैव कुष्टः तस्मिन् प्रतिपः परकृत्या आस्ते निर्वासताम् आशु पूराच छाशानः। क एनमत्रोपजुहावजिह्मम् दास्या सुतं जाद बलिनैव पुष्टः तस्मिन् प्रतिपा परकृत्य आस्ते निर्वास्यतामाशु पुराच्छशानः। कैनमत्रोपजुहावजिह्मम् दास्या सुतं जाद बलिनैव पुष्टः तस्मिन् प्रतिपा पुरकृत्य आस्ते निर्वास्यतामाशु पुराच्छशानः। कैनमत्रोपजुहावजिह्मम् दास्या सुतं जाद बलिनैव पुष्टः तस्मिन् प्रतिपा पुरकृत्य आस्ते निर्वास्यतामाशु पुराच्छशानः।
Mataji's
कह हु एनम दिस अत्र हियर उपजुहाव कॉल फॉर जिह्मम क्रुकेड दास्या ऑफ अ किप मिस्ट्रेस सूतम सन जत हुज बोलिना बाय हुज सब्सिस्टेंस एवा सर्टेनली पुष्टः ग्रोन अप तस्मिन् अंटू हिम प्रतीपः एनमिटी परकृत्य एनिमीज इंटरेस्ट आस्ते सिचुएटेड निर्वाशताम गेट हिम आउट आशु इमीडिएटली पुरात फ्रॉम द पैलेस श्वशानः लेट हिम ब्रीद ओनली. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, who asked him to come here, this son of a kept mistress. He is so crooked that he spies in the interest of the enemy against those on whose support he has grown up. Toss him out of this palace immediately and leave him with only his breath. Please repeat after me. Who asked him to come here? This son of a kept mistress. He is so crooked that he spies in the interest of the enemy against those on whose support he has grown up. Toss him out of this palace immediately and leave him with his own. And leave him only with his breath. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When getting married, the Kshatriya kings would take on several other youthful girls along with the married princes. These girl attendants of the king were known as dasis or attendant mistresses. By intimate association with the king, the dasis would get sons. Such sons were called dasiputras. They had no claim to a royal position, but they would get maintenance and other facilities just like princes. Vidura was the son of such a dasi, and he was thus not counted amongst the kshatriyas. King Dhritarashtra was very affectionate towards his younger Dasiputra brother, Vidura. And Vidura was a great friend and philosophical advisor to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra knew very well that Vidura was a great soul and well-wisher. But unfortunately, he used strong words to hurt his innocent uncle. Duryodhana not only attacked Vidura's birth, but also called him an infidel because he seemed to support the cause of Yudhishthir, whom Duryodhan considered his enemy. He desired that Vidura be immediately put out of the palace and deprived of all his possessions. If possible, he would have liked him caned until he was left with nothing but his breath. He charged that Vidura was a spy of the Pandavas because he advised King Dhritarashtra in their favor. Such is the situation of palace life and the intricacies of diplomacy that even a faultless person like Vidura could be charged with something abominable and punished. Vidura was struck with wonder at such unexpected behavior from his nephew Duryodhan, and before anything actually happened, he decided to leave the palace for good. Ka ena matro pa juhabos jihmam dasya sutang jad bolinaiva pushta tasmin pratipa purakritta aste nirvasyatama ashu purachashanah, who asked him to come here, the son of a kept mistress. He is so crooked that he spies in the interest of the enemy against those on whose support he has grown up. Toss him out of the palace immediately and leave him with only his breath. So, does everybody remember Vidura's instruction to Dhritarashtra in this context? Okay, I'll read this last. Few verses, because that will give us the background. Vidura said, "You must now return the legitimate share of Yudhishthir, who has no enemies and who has been forbearing through untold sufferings due to your offenses. He is waiting with his younger brothers, among whom is a revengeful Bhima, breathing heavily like a snake. Surely you are afraid of him. Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, has accepted the sons of Pandu as his kinsmen, and all the kings of the world are with Lord Sri Krishna. He is present in his home with all his family members, the kings and princes of the Jadu dynasty, who have conquered an unlimited number of rulers, and he is their lord. You are maintaining offense personified Duryodhan as your infallible son, but he is envious of Lord Krishna, and because you are thus maintaining a non-devotee of Krishna, you are devoid of all auspicious qualities. Relieve yourself of this ill fortune as soon as possible and do good to the whole family." While speaking thus, Vidura, whose personal character was esteemed by respectable persons, was insulted by Duryodhan, who was swollen with anger and whose lips were trembling. Duryodhan was in company with Karna, his younger brothers, and his maternal uncle, Shakuni. So this is the verse of today. What did Duryodhan say? He said, who asked him to come here, the son of a kept mistress? He is so crooked that he spies in the interest of the enemy against those on whose support he has grown up. Toss him out of the palace immediately and leave him with only his breath. So, as we had been discussing for last few days, at how the evil-minded people, no matter how many good advices are given to them, they cannot see the reality. The reality of this material nature is that good actions will lead to real happiness and bad actions will lead to suffering. Duryodhan and the other sons of Dhritarashtra, their accomplices, their friends and their followers, they all are evil. Duryodhan is actually evil personified. And the evil-minded people are following Duryodhan. They are siding with Duryodhan. They may be of glorious birth, but due to bad association, they also lost all their good qualities. Even personalities like Bhishma was affected by that. When the battle was about to begin, Dhritarashtra was I'm sorry, Yudhishthira Maharaj was very much against the battle. He said, look, I can't fight against Bhishma. I can't fight against Drona. How can I shoot arrows? And that was also the same dilemma that Arjun was going through. He said, how can I shoot arrows towards Bhishma and Drona? They are Pujarha Varisudana. They are Pujarha. They are worshipable. Kathang Bhishmam Aham Sankhe Dronang Cha Madhusudana. Hey Madhusudan, how can I shoot arrows? Ishubhi Pratiyatsami. Ishu means arrows. And Ishubhi with arrows. How can I compete with them? How can I fight with them? We're shooting arrows at them. Then Krishna actually pointed out to Yudhishthira Maharaj that when I went to the court for a proposal for peace, the only person who actually was against that war was Vidura. Even Bhishma did not protest. Even Drona did not protest. And now Bhishma has become the general. So why should you have any compassion for him? It is not that you wanted the war, it is they who wanted the war. It is they who decided to fight against you. So this way we can see that how bad association can affect the mind of a noble personality, a great personality. Bhishma, although is a devotee of Krishna, but still he is standing against Krishna. Why? Because Bhishma, this is the consideration, this is why this is also has been pointed out in Mahabharata, or through Mahabharata, that the ultimate consideration should be Krishna. But Bhishma's ultimate consideration was not Krishna. Bhishma's ultimate consideration was morality. What is moral and what is immoral? I am a Kshatriya, I am being maintained by the king, therefore I must side with the king. So this is a moral consideration. In this consideration, the ultimate consideration of good and bad is not considered. Although he gave good advice to Dhritarashtra, he tried to dissuade Duryodhan many times, but ultimately, he considered that these are my maintainers. Like, and this is the sense of morality, the niti. The niti is that one must side with the king. If you are with you have to follow the king. You cannot judge the king. A citizen of a kingdom cannot judge the king. If he does that and goes against the king, then he will be considered to be a rebel. Vidrohi. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki. And that was the consideration. So, but what is the ultimate consideration? These are all relative considerations. Good and bad. Piety and sin. Virtue and ill actions, virtue and impropriety or impiety, and morality and immorality, these are all relative considerations. Doite bhadra bhadra gyan sab manodharma. This is just a mental speculation. The material consideration of good and bad is the duality. But what is the absolute consideration? What is the ultimate spiritual consideration? The absolute consideration is whatever is Krishna is right. Wherever is Krishna, that is right. And going against Krishna is wrong. as I pointed out the other day, as I was mentioning the other day, like the fault of Yudhishthir Maharaj was not that he lied. He actually did not lie. Yudhishthir Maharaj didn't lie. The elephant called Ashwatthama was killed. And Yudhishthir Maharaj did say the elephant called Ashwatthama is killed. Ashwatthama, the elephant, is killed. So what is the lie? Then what was the defect in Yudhishthir Maharaj? That Krishna told him to say something, and he did not do that. So that is the ultimate consideration. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives the ultimate instruction also. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Just surrender unto me. Because that is the ultimate dharma. All that what goes on besides that, besides surrendering to Krishna, whatever goes on, no matter how virtuous, how noble, how pious it may appear, but it's not dharma, it's relative dharma. Therefore Krishna is saying sarva dharman. Give up all that, relative dharma. And surrender unto me, because that is the ultimate dharma. That is the ultimate responsibility, that's the ultimate duty. So, we are seeing, and the point I'm making here is, that how unfortunate bad association can be. Even a good person, even a noble person, an illustrious person can become affected by bad association. Like here we are seeing, Bhishma is affected by this bad association. Because he stayed with the Kauravas, he has been affected by their association. Another personality is Karna, such an illustrious personality. He is the son of sun god. He is the son of Vibhishan, the sun god. And actually the son of Kunti herself, a brother of the Pandavas. But we are seeing that Karna was so low. The way, although he is a very noble person, there was no one who could match him in charity. Karna is known as Data Karna, Danashil Karna. He is famous for his charitable nature. But he is so charitable that he didn't hesitate to offer his son, kill his own son. By his own hand. He was born with a natural kavacha and kundala, the armor. He was born with natural armor that would protect him from any kind of onslaught in a war. But when Indra came as a brahmana and asked for that, he said, took it out, cut it. It was a part of his body. They were part of his body, the kavacha and kundala. But he cut it off from his body and offered it to him. In one hand we can see that he is such a noble person. But again, we can see what happened to him due to bad association. That's why time and time again it has been pointed out that avoid bad association and always try to remain in good association. If you remain in good association, even though you may not be a very exalted personality, but you will derive the benefit from that. But if you are in a bad association, if you decide to go for bad association, no matter how exalted you may be, all your good qualities will be lost. And that also has been demonstrated very nicely by Bhishma. Bhishma, when he was lying in the bed of arrows after the battle was over, he was waiting for Uttarayan, the sun, to move to the northern course. And because the battle of Kurukshetra took place when the sun was in the southern course, Dakshinayan. And the thing is, when somebody dies when the sun is in Dakshinayan, one goes to the lower planetary systems. But when one leaves his body and when the sun is in Uttarayan, then he goes to the higher planetary systems. So Bhishma, was waiting for the sun to move to Uttarayan. And so when he was about to leave his body, after the war was over, the Pandavas came to see him. And he was giving valuable advices to Yudhishthira Maharaj. How a Kshatriya should rule the kingdom. What is right and what is wrong. How to be just and how to punish the injustice. And at that time Draupadi smiled. Bhishma noticed it. He asked, Draupadi, why are you smiling? And Draupadi asked, where was your wisdom when the Kauravas were dishonoring me in the royal assembly? You were there. You didn't protest. Now you're speaking these wise words of advice. And Bhishma said, actually, Draupadi, at that time, my consciousness became affected because I was eating the food given by Duryodhana. Because I was eating the food given by Duryodhana, my consciousness was affected by that. But now that bad blood has been drained out of my body. So, now my consciousness has become purified. So, this is how we can see consciousness can be so subtly affected. Just by eating food cooked by somebody whose consciousness is bad will affect the consciousness of others. And he was not even cooking. He was sponsoring the food. Because the food was purchased with the money of Duryodhana, the consciousness was affected. So this is how the bad association, bad people's association effect. On the other hand, we can also see how the good association influence the consciousness of others. We come, live in an ashram, we move into the ashram, live with the devotees. The first thing we notice is that we get rid of the bad habits very easily. That's one of the things that people notice. Many people have bad habits today. Many people today are meat eaters, non-vegetarian. But when they move into the temple, very easily they become vegetarian. How many of you are non-vegetarian before? Tomra ke ke aage mach mangsho khete? Okay. আর আশ্রমে জয়েন করার পরে কে কে আর মাছ মাংস ছেড়ে দিয়েছে? So this is it. If you stayed at home, could you give up? তোমরা যে বাড়িতে থাকতে মাছ মাংস খাওয়া ছাড়তে পারতে? কে কে ছাড়তে পারতে? কেউই না। তুমি বাড়িতে থেকে মাছ মাংস খাওয়া ছাড়তে পারতে? মাছ মাংস খেতে? আগে খেতে না? না, ওই পেছন ইয়ে অভিরাম খেতে না তোমরা? হ্যাঁ, বাড়িতে বন্ধ করে দিয়েছো? তুমি ভেরি গুড সাধু। হ্যাঁ, মাছ মাংস খাওয়া ছাড়া খুব কঠিন হয়। তারপরে যারা যাদের নেশা থাকে, সিগারেট খাওয়া, আমি দেখেছি কত লোক সিগারেট ছাড়ার চেষ্টা করে। সো মেনি পিপল ওয়ান্ট টু গিভ আপ স্মোকিং, বাট দে কান্ট। বাট ওয়েন দে মুভ ইন টু দ্য টেম্পল, ভেরি ইজিলি দে গিভ ইট আপ। So many people were addicted to alcohol. They, when they move into the association, move into a temple, they give up. Why? How can they do that so easily? Because of the right association, good association. It would be so difficult to practice Krishna consciousness. But when you move into a temple, due to the association, it becomes easy. So, what is the lesson we learn from that? Should we go for bad association? Should we remain in bad association? What should we do? We should be in good association. Give up bad association, remain in good association. In good association, you may not get some money, but what you will get? You will get peace of mind. Whereas in bad association, you may get so many material facilities. That's what the problem that Duryodhana's accomplices had. They were getting material benefits because of Duryodhana. Karna got a kingdom because of Duryodhana's association. So many material facilities were available. But what was the result of that? The mental peace was lost. Dhritarashtra had so much. He was the king, but he couldn't sleep. As we discussed the other day, he told Vidura, "Vidura, I can't sleep. Please help me that I can get some sleep." Why he couldn't get sleep? Because his consciousness was affected by his bad action. So, in this way, one thing becomes clear, that the right action leads to enjoyment, real enjoyment, and wrong action leads to suffering. We notice that devotees, they have bright faces. Devotees have bright faces. So what does it indicate? The bright face means they are internally joyful. Whereas materially people may be very opulent, but their face looks so unhappy. Indicating, face is actually the mirror of the mind. Face is the mirror of the mind. The way the mind is, the face will depict. If the mind is depressed, the face will look depressed. If the mind is joyful, if the mind is happy, the face will look happy. So now what do we really want? Do we want suffering or do we want happiness? We all want happiness, we all want joy. And how to become joyful? The way to become joyful is by being Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna. Tale ke ke bujhte parani ami etokkhon ki bollam. Jara bujhte parani hat tolo. Okay. Ami shongkhepe je class er bishoy bostu ta bolchi. Bidur Dhritarashtrake sad upodesh dilen. Tar sad upodesh ta ki je pandobder rajya firiye dao. Oder shonge juddho koro na, oder shonge shotruta koro na. Kena oder shonge shotruta korle tomar sarbonash hobe. প্রথমত তুমি অধর্ম আচরণ করেছ ওদের রাজ্য নিয়ে নিয়ে, তুমি ওদেরকে যেভাবে নির্যাতন করেছ তার ফলে ভীম একটা আহত সর্পের মতো অপেক্ষা করছে, ফুসফুস করছে, কখন সময় আসবে প্রতিশোধ নেওয়ার। অর্জুন আর কৃষ্ণ একসঙ্গে আছে, সুতরাং তোমার জয়ের আশা নেই। আর তোমার এই ছেলে দুঃশাসন, এ হচ্ছে পাপের মূর্তিমান পাপ, এবং এই মূর্তিমান পাপের পক্ষ অবলম্বন করে তোমার কোনো মঙ্গল হবে না। তোমার কর্তব্য এই মূর্তিমান পাপকে তোমার গৃহ থেকে বিদায় করা। যারা সাধু তারা সৎ উপদেশ দেন, তারা কোনো কিছু, তারা কোনো ভয়ের কোনো কিছুতে ভয় পান না, বিচলিত হন না। দুর্যোধনের সামনেই বিদুর এই কথাগুলো ধৃতরাষ্ট্রকে বললেন। তখন ও দুর্যোধন কি করল, দুর্যোধন অত্যন্ত ক্রুদ্ধ হয়ে তার সে জোরে জোরে শ্বাস নিতে লাগলো এবং তার ঠোঁট কাঁপতে লাগলো, অধর ওষ্ঠ কাঁপতে লাগলো রাগে। অনেক রাগ হলে কি হয়, ঠোঁট কাঁপে না? তো দুর্যোধনের সেই অবস্থা হয়েছিল। আর খুব রাগ হলে তখন শ্বাসটা দ্রুত হয়ে যায়। তখন দুর্যোধন কি বলল যে এই দাসীপুত্রকে কে এখানে আসতে বলেছে? বিদুরকে দাসীপুত্র বলে সম্বোধন করা হলো কেন? কেন যে রাজার রানীর সঙ্গে অনেক পরিচারিকা থাকে যারা তার বন্ধুর মতো, এবং ক্ষত্রিয় রাজারা তাদের সঙ্গ করাটা অবাঞ্ছনীয় নয় বা অসমীচীন নয়, এবং সেই এখন সেই রকম একজন পরিচারিকা বা সহচরীর, অম্বিকার এক সহচরীর সঙ্গে ব্যাসদেবের মিলনের ফলে বিদুরের জন্ম হয়েছিল, তাই তাকে দাসীপুত্র বলে সম্বোধন করে দুর্যোধন কি বলল যে এই দাসীপুত্রকে কে এখানে আসতে বলেছে? একে এ আমাদের খেয়ে বড় হয়েছে, আমাদের অন্নে প্রতিপালিত হয়েছে, কিন্তু এ আমাদেরই বিরুদ্ধাচরণ করে আমাদের শত্রুদের পক্ষ অবলম্বন করে আমাদের শত্রুদের আমাদের বাড়িতে থেকে আমাদের শত্রুদের সহায়তা করছে, একে এখান থেকে এক্ষুনি বের করে দাও, শুধুমাত্র শ্বাসটা সম্বল রেখে ওকে এখান থেকে বের করো। তো এইভাবে দুর্যোধন তাকে অপমান করেছিল, তার ফলে বিদুর তৎক্ষণাৎ প্রাসাদ থেকে বেরিয়ে গিয়েছিল। তো এখানে আমরা কি দেখতে পাচ্ছি, এখানে দেখতে পাচ্ছি যে অসৎ সঙ্গের ফল কি হয়। দুর্যোধন অসৎ এবং দুর্যোধনের সঙ্গ করার ফলে যারা দুর্যোধনের পক্ষ অবলম্বন করেছিল তারা সকলেই অসৎ হয়ে গেছে, এমনকি ভীষ্মদেব পর্যন্ত, দ্রোণাচার্য পর্যন্ত এই অসৎ সঙ্গের ফলের দ্বারা প্রভাবিত হয়েছিলেন। অতএব অসৎ সঙ্গ করা বাঞ্ছনীয়, অসৎ সঙ্গ করা উচিত? হ্যাঁ, কে কে মনে করো অসৎ সঙ্গ করলে ভালো হয়? তাহলে অসৎ সঙ্গ না করে কি সঙ্গ করতে হবে? সৎসঙ্গ। ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর কি বলছেন, নরোত্তম দাস ঠাকুর, সৎসঙ্গ ছাড়ি কইনু অসতে বিলাস, সে কারণে লাগিল মোর কর্ম বন্ধ ফাঁস। জয় শ্রী শ্রী কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কি জয়, জয় শ্রী শ্রী রাধা মদন মোহন কি জয়, জয় শ্রী শ্রী গৌর নিতাই কি জয়। অসৎ সঙ্গের প্রভাবে কি হয়, অসৎ লোকেরা কি করে, তারা অশ্রদ্ধালু হয়, তারা জ্যেষ্ঠের প্রতি শ্রদ্ধা অর্পণ করে না, মহতের প্রতি তাদের শ্রদ্ধা থাকে না, তারা স্বার্থপর। অসৎ হচ্ছে স্বার্থপর এবং শ্রদ্ধাহীন স্বার্থপর ব্যক্তি, যাদের জ্যেষ্ঠের প্রতি শ্রদ্ধা নেই, মহতের প্রতি শ্রদ্ধা নেই, ভগবানের প্রতি শ্রদ্ধা নেই, এবং তারা কেবল তাদের স্বার্থ দ্বারা পরিচালিত হয়, তারাই হচ্ছে অসৎ। আর এর উল্টোটি হচ্ছে সৎ। সতের সঙ্গে কি পরোপকার, স্বার্থপর, আর তার বিপরীত ভাবটি কি পরোপকার। সতের অন্য গুণাবলী কি, তিনি শ্রদ্ধালু, তিনি জ্যেষ্ঠদের প্রতি শ্রদ্ধালু,
তারা মহতের প্রতি শ্রদ্ধালু এবং ভগবানের প্রতি শ্রদ্ধা পরায়ণ। এবং সেই জন্য তাদের মধ্যে সমস্ত সদ্গুণের সমাবেশ হয়। আমরা এখন উপদেশামৃত পাঠ করছি, উপদেশামৃতের উপরে সেমিনার হচ্ছে। উপদেশামৃতর মূল বক্তব্যটা কি? চরমে সাধুসঙ্গ, শ্রদ্ধা, আদৌ শ্রদ্ধা। এই শ্রদ্ধার মাধ্যমেই ভক্তির বিকাশ হয়, শ্রদ্ধাই হচ্ছে ভক্তির ভিত্তি। শ্রদ্ধাবান ভজতে যো মাম সমে যুক্ততম মত। শ্রদ্ধাপরায়ণ হয়ে যে আমার প্রতি আমার সঙ্গে যুক্ত, তিনি আমার প্রতি আমার সেবায় যুক্ত, তিনি হচ্ছেন শ্রেষ্ঠ যোগী। এভাবে শ্রদ্ধার আমরা বহু ইয়ে পাচ্ছি। শ্রদ্ধা শব্দে বিশ্বাস কহে, সুদৃঢ় নিশ্চয় কৃষ্ণে ভক্তি কইলে সর্বকর্মকৃত। আদৌ শ্রদ্ধা তত সাধুসঙ্গ তত অথ ভজনক্রিয়া অনর্থ নিবৃত্তি সাত। এইভাবে শ্রদ্ধাই হচ্ছে ভক্তির শুরু। গীতাতে আরেকটা ইয়ে আছে, শ্রদ্ধাবান লভতে জ্ঞানম। যারা শ্রদ্ধালু শ্রদ্ধাবান তারাই প্রকৃত জ্ঞান তত্ত্বজ্ঞান লাভ করতে পারে। যারা অশ্রদ্ধালু তারা পণ্ডিত হতে পারে কিন্তু তারা কখনো তত্ত্বজ্ঞানী নয়। তাদের সমস্ত গীতা মুখস্থ থাকতে পারে যারা অশ্রদ্ধালু, কিন্তু গীতার প্রকৃত তত্ত্ব তাদের কাছে উদ্ঘাটিত হবে না। অতএব শ্রদ্ধাই হচ্ছে ভিত্তি। শ্রদ্ধা কার প্রতি? গুরুজনদের প্রতি। শ্রদ্ধা কার প্রতি? কৃষ্ণ ভক্তদের প্রতি, কৃষ্ণের প্রতিনিধিদের প্রতি। আর যতই আমরা শ্রদ্ধাবান হব ততই পারমার্থিক পথে আমাদের অগ্রগতি হবে। এই শ্রদ্ধাই হচ্ছে মূল বস্তু। এবং উপদেশামৃতের মূল তত্ত্বটি কি? এই শ্রদ্ধা। হরে কৃষ্ণ। কারো কোনো প্রশ্ন আছে? ইয়েস, আইল টেক হিজ কোয়েশ্চন দেন আইল টেক চ্যালেঞ্জ। Okay, give it to Chandra.
Regarding taking food, you mentioned Kumar came on Sambhav and himself told you that in Kali Yuga,
Yeah, but at the same time, Prabhupada made arrangements that you can get pure food. Yeah, and it's difficult to maintain the purity of food, but we must try as much as possible. It's not that we should just eat indiscriminately. But the point is that Prabhupada was making that even though we may try, but to maintain absolute purity of food is not going to be possible in this age. And Prabhupada said that's why he gave the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the holy name. পেছনে ওই গিভ হিম দ্য থিং, হি হ্যাড হিজ হ্যান্ডস আপ বিফোর। ওকে, একই
দুর্গা মনোভাব
প্রভাবিত হয়েছে। প্রশ্নটা কি তোমার? বিদুর দুর্যোধনের অন্ন খেতেন না। বিদুর জানতেন যে এই অন্ন খাওয়ার ফলটা কি হবে, তাই বিদুর খুব সরলভাবে রাজার পৃষ্ঠপোষকতা না নিয়ে অত্যন্ত সরলভাবে থাকতেন। সেই জন্য কৃষ্ণ বিদুরের ঘরে গিয়ে প্রসাদ পেয়েছিলেন, দুর্যোধনের প্রসাদ গ্রহণ করেন। What's the meaning of? Paramahamsa. Okay. Parama means what? Supreme. Great. And Hamsa means? Hamsa means a swan. Swan. So, the great swan. Swan has some qualities. And when those qualities are seen in a man, those qualities are magnified and seen in a man, he is called Paramahamsa. You see, one of the qualities of a swan is that a swan can separate milk from water. You give swan some milk diluted with water, the swan only will take the milk and leave the water. Swan has the ability to do that. So similarly, when a man can separate spiritual aspect from a mixture of spiritual and material, spirit and matter, he is called a Paramahamsa. He accepts the spiritual and rejects the material. Whereas in this material nature, everything is a mixture of matter and spirit. Like your body is made of matter, but there is a soul, the spirit soul in the body. So it's a combination of matter and spirit. So Paramahamsa takes the spiritual aspect and rejects the material. He has an ability to do that, very special ability. Yes. Krishna Chan and then Nitai Chandra.
So that's the word Shraddha is translated as from faith. So many devotees, so many individuals are just devotees. But so many individuals are just devotees, but not all of them advance equal merit rankedness. So some of them have a lot of faith in them.
The root cause of developing a lot of faith is spiritual advancement. And the root cause of spiritual advancement is faith. Alright? So more faith you have, more advanced you are. More advanced you are, more faith you have, more Shraddha you have. And this is also connected to humbleness. To be respectful, you have to be humble. A person who is not humble, he cannot be respectful to his superiors. Nitai Chandra. We discussed about that the other day. Maybe you are not in the class. Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. You see, it is not that Bhishma was a Mahajan right from the beginning. Right? Mahajan, the indication of a Mahajan is a pure devotee. Right? But Bhishma was not a pure devotee at the beginning. He was a Karma Mishra Bhakta. I'm sorry, Jnana Mishra Bhakta. Right? And that's why, you know, he was more concerned about the Jnana aspect than devotion. He was affected. His devotion was affected by Jnana. He was so concerned about the sense of morality. Right? But a pure devotee will not care about the morality. His consideration would be Krishna. Right? And so we have to understand that at first Bhishma was a Jnana Mishra Bhakta, but then he became a Shuddha Bhakta. One can become a Shuddha Bhakta when one becomes Jnana Karmad Anabritam. So initially he was a Jnana Mishra Bhakta, but later on he became a Shuddha Bhakta. So much so that Krishna came himself at the time of his departure from his planet. Yeah. The draw the line would be whether it is the instruction of the Guru. Did Prabhupada say to take that unfair means? No. They concocted that means. Actually, when Prabhupada got to know, I have seen myself. Now, Prabhupada questioned somebody who was making a lot of money. One sannyasi, he was in Japan with his team of devotees. And he was making a lot of money. And when Prabhupada found out that he was using unfair means, then Prabhupada was annoyed with him. The consideration is whether Krishna said it. Not that I decide, oh, I can do it because I am serving Krishna. Right? Like, say for example, like once I was in Montreal, in the Olympic Village, around that time, they had a Olympic in Montreal. I think it was in 82 or 80 maybe. And we used to go for a morning walk, japa walk in the Olympic Village, because it was not too far from our temple. And one devotee, you know, like while we were, and he, you know, picked flowers from the garden. Now, you know how it is in the West. Nobody touches, you know, anybody else's thing. It's a disgrace, you know. Like. I told him, and his thing was that, well, I'm doing it for Krishna, everything is all right. Then one day, while he was picking flowers, the guard saw it. And it brought so much disgrace to our society that Hare Krishna was stealing flowers. Now, we have to have a little more foresight and see, you know, what will be beneficial for our movement and what will be harmful to our movement. So don't do anything that is harmful to the movement or harmful to our own spiritual advancement. Because we are devoted, that doesn't give us the license to do anything that we want to do. We have to maintain a sense of morality because that's what everybody follows. Now, if Krishna says to do something, then it's different. Krishna told Arjuna to fight against his grandfather and guru. But that shouldn't be the standard for everyone. We shouldn't say, well, now kill all our grandfathers. That should become the standard. Next question. You have Jayesh, do you have a question? Okay. Radharani. Give it to him. Okay, I'll take this one.
What's that? Okay, okay. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, if it is vegetarian food, then, you know, it can be, if it is bought with price, then some karma actually goes away. But then again, that shouldn't be the standard, that everybody should go and buy samosa outside and eat it. If drabha mulla is the main only consideration, then what about eating meat? If you buy meat with price, can you eat meat? So main consideration should be, we should offer it to Krishna. It should be eligible to be offered to Krishna. But sometimes Prabhupada was quite liberal, because Prabhupada was dealing with a whole lot of Western devotees. I mean, it was a big leap for them. It's a big step for them to give up meat eating and become a vegetarian. Right? So if once in a while, if they took some vegetarian samosa, that could have been accepted. Yeah, give it to Radharani.
My question is also related to food. And sometimes somebody offers you something to eat, and just to be on the safe side, I would offer it. But I'm not conscious of, you know, how the food is being prepared and all these considerations. And I'm always worried, does Krishna really accept the offering, because I'm just willing to be safe to protect myself. So is it a good practice or rather to avoid it?
Well, you know, there are consideration for time, place and circumstances. Like when the situation is as such, you know, you cannot completely disregard the person's offering. Then, you know, you can accept it. But obviously you don't bring that food and offer it in the altar. Like you can, in the mind or in the picture, you can make the offering to Krishna. But generally we have to maintain a proper Krishna conscious standard. Okay, you have a question? Devidham is this place. This doesn't have any expansion. This material nature is Devidham. Mahishdham is the abode of Lord Shiva, Kailash. So expansion of Mahishdham is in the material nature, are those
in
places.
In this earth?
Yes, yes. Kailash is actually on this. Not in this earth you have Varanasi, that is Mahishdham. Right? Mahakaleshwar also is a Mahishdham. That 12 Jyotirlingas are expansions of Mahishdham. But Devi also has a place in the material nature. There are 51 Tirthas. They are the places of Devi. Like Kamakhya. Here also, Madurai. Then Calcutta. Calcutta is a Devi Dham actually. There is a place called Kali Ghat. The part of Devi's body fell there.
also Tarakeshwar and all these places. Okay. I think here also, Ujjain also has a place of Devi where... Harsiddhi. I think Devi's elbow actually fell there. Okay. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada.